The phone rang, and I picked it up. It had been a slow month. It was hot out, and when it got hot, everything was always slowed down. Even in my line of work, people try and stay out of the heat. The voice on the other end of the line was Richard Flack, regional director for the FBI. He was a real G-man, and I told him so, just to get under his collar. Anyway, he had a job for me. And as much as I didn't like working for Hoover and the people in his employ, the balance in my checkbook told me I ought to take it. Flack and his right-hand man Cassidy, they played everything by the book. And I didn't care much for reading. I would have given 10-to-1 odds on it being a standard FBI act of harassment. But when Flack told me the job, it got my attention. Hide a girl for 24 hours. After that, he'd take over. That's all he gave me. Hide a girl. It sounded like a regular safe house job, one the FBI already knew how to do. Then Flack dropped a bombshell. No one was to know where I stashed her. Not even him. And that meant he had a mole. I don't know much, but what I did know was that Flack was up a creek and he was looking for a paddle. Triple my regular rate plus expenses, he bit like a dog on steak. An hour later, he was at my office. And so was she. He didn't stay. Before I could do my Seamus routine with the director, he was out the door. There were too many questions he didn't have answers to. And me asking those questions was just going to pour some salt in some pretty fresh wounds. I looked her over. She wasn't the kind of dame that usually shows up at my door, fresh-faced and beautiful. Young enough to be my daughter, if I had one. She'd be a shoe in for one of those soap commercials. You know, the ones that make you feel dirty just looking at them. She started to tell me her story, and I told her to put a sock in it. Whatever she knew is what got her all jammed up. And if I knew it too, I'd be in the same jam. I told her to keep her trap shut. And we took a long ride out to the lake. She did, and 45 minutes later, we pulled up the long driveway to the house. On that route, I'd know if we were followed. And it was a place nobody knew I had. If anyone had managed to follow us without me seeing, they deserved to catch us. I set her up, had her lock the door from the inside, and told her not to open it until noon tomorrow. That's when Flack would pick her up and take her to court to testify. We had it rigged so nobody but the two of us would know where she was stashed. When I got back to the office, I walked in to find Assistant Director Cassidy sitting at my desk, feet up, smoking a cigar. He wanted to know where the girl was, and I wasn't talking. He didn't like it, but he didn't have a choice, and when I suggested we give Flack a call, he backed off real quick. He slid an envelope across my desk. Since they were paying triple my fee, he wanted me to do another job. Meet with a dame that Flack thought might be mixed up in all of this. He said the feds might send her running, but I might be able to get something out of her, and if I did, he said there was an extra C note in it for me. I looked at the stack of past due notices on my desk, and I figured it was worth it, just to clear some red ink off the ledger. He gave me the address and told me They'd expect me around 9.
Well, hello there. You must be Mr. Murphy. Juliet Shaw. Cassidy said you were a hell of a gumshoe. But he didn't mention you were such a hunk of beef. Come in, Mr. Murphy. Let me take your coat.
Ah, nice place you got here. Either that means a husband, a butter and egg man, or family money, I see you don't wear a ring, and I don't see a hat hanging on your rack. But I don't recognize the Shaw name, at least not in this town. So that leaves only one option. You don't have some bruiser that's going to come in here and bust me up good, do you?
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Murphy. I live alone, and not that it's any of your business, but I take care of myself just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, if there ain't no other guy in the picture, you can call me Jack. If there is, you can call me a cab.
Sit, Mr. Murphy. Jack, I was just about to make a martini. Can I interest you in one?
Sure. Dry. Whatever else you want to say about Mrs. Juliet Shaw, she knew how to mix a martini. This one was dry, and it was like the gin took one look at a bottle of vermouth and ran the other way. I took a sip, and then another. Well, you can mix a drink, that's something. Cassidy said you might be able to help out with our The pillow on the sofa was suddenly rushing up to my face, and everything started to spin before going black. When I woke up, I was naked. Wrists and ankles tight to the bed. I tugged at them, but nothing doing. I was stuck. Now, I'd been tied up before in bed, but usually after asking for it. I could tell from the knots and the way they'd held. Well, it was done by someone who knew well how to do it. Then, I heard high heels clicking in the hall, and the door opened.
I see that you're awake, Jack, and I must say, looking even better than expected. I've been quite eager for this assignment. The famous Jack Murphy, and don't you look a treat. I expected the fine physique, but I am thrilled to see such a beautiful cock. It really is going to make my job so much more fun.
Not that I'm complaining, but usually dames don't need to slip me a Mickey to get me into bed. Well, especially not a looker like you.
Oh, I think you misunderstand, Mr. Murphy. My name isn't Juliet Shaw, and I don't work for or with the FBI. I am more of a private contractor, not unlike yourself. I am with TEASE. It stands for teasing, ecstasy, and sexual exhaustion. We've been around for a long time, and we are experts in extracting all sorts of things. In this case, information. My client needs to know where you have that nice young lady hiding, and it's my job to find out.
Huh. You'll have to do a lot more than tie me up naked to get me to sing. You might be some kind of nightingale, but I'm no canary.
I guess we'll see, won't we? I am just going to tighten this rubber ring down here, around the base of your cock. Did I mention just how beautiful it is? Your cock, not the ring. Once the blood flows in, it won't flow back out, keeping you nice and hard for me. While I tease you.
Oh. I didn't take you for some kind of joy girl. But you really need to start what you finish. You can't just leave me out in the rain like this with no umbrella.
Leave you? Oh no, Mr. Murphy. Jack, we're just getting started. You see, I'm going to slowly torture your cock until you tell me what I want to know. Do you see how swollen it is? Oh, how it is throbbing a little, twitching when even a little breeze wafts over it. I'm told it's even worse when I use my mouth. Shall we find out?
It's your party. Knock yourself out, kid. I knew she lied about a lot of things. But she wasn't lying about this. She knew right where to put her lips and her tongue. She knew right how to use both of them. I'd been with every kind of doxy there is. And she was better than any of them. She started when I didn't want it. And stopped when I did. My brain was all mixed up. For a second, I thought about giving up the address. I bit my cheek just to bring me back into my body and steeled myself against her mouth.
I'm not going to stop, Jack. Come on, Jack. Just for the fiends. And I'll let you I'm gonna make you feel so good. We're so bad.
Fuck, I need to come. I need you. Break.
I can't keep doing this all night long.
Oh, fuck. back.
I'm not the least bit tired. I'm actually enjoying playing with this big, beautiful cock. These nice, firm balls. These are so much nicer than the ones I've tormented. Back to work, I guess.
Wait. I'll tell you.
Well, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think what you mean. Is you're going to make up some silly address to send my client off on a wild goose chase. Isn't that right?
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
You see, Jackie boy, you are starting to crack like a hard boiled egg. But I still have to peel off the shell and dig into this soft, right hell. Because they always first rule of sexual torture, Jackie. And I've been at it long enough to know all the rules.
Oh, no, don't stop it. I looked over at the clock. She'd been at this for hours. Fucking, she wasn't wrong about the cracking or the lying. One more hour. I needed to hang on. That mouth. Oh, I could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. And when she used it on me, I believed it. She took a break before smearing something slippery all over my cock. Her hand returned to it, squeezing me tight now, her grasp in time with my heartbeat. Oh, it was now unbearable. And then she turned around and began to lower her gorgeous pussy onto my face, straddling me.
Just in case you don't think I enjoy my work, I wanted you to see exactly just how wet this gets me.
Oh,
you are so good. So
My brain switched off, and I was just about to give up the game. The address was on the tip of my tongue, buried into her sweet cunt. Okay. And then the phone rang. She picked it up, letting go of my cock. Still pressing her wet, hot pussy onto my face, smothering me. I could barely breathe. Even with her thighs wrapped tightly around my ears, I could tell it must have been bad news. Bad for her, at least. I hope that didn't mean bad for me. She sighed and raised up off my face and laughed a bit.
Well, looks like you win, Murphy. Your girl's in court and my client is headed to jail. Glad I got him to cough up the clams in advance. Gonna tell you now.
Are you sure that's wise? I'm a little pent up at this point, doll.
Temper. Don't hold it against me, Jackie boy. It's nothing personal. Well, unless you want it to be. What do you say, stud? I know you're just as wound up as I am. How about we settle this right? I'll let you do all the filthy things you've been dreaming about since you saw me.
I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there a problem with that?
No, none at all. Roll over. I'm going to fuck you hard. Fuck, you're gonna feel me, all right. You're gonna feel me in the morning.
Well, I want you to choke the orgasm out of me.
Fuck, that feels good. Here, you're gonna take my cum now. It was the best fuck of my life. The woman from Tees. Once the case wrapped up, she flipped on Cassidy, identifying him as the FBI mole. Flack paid me fee plus the C-note, Cassidy promised me. And me and the girl from Tees, well, we still see each other from time to time. I've even used her on a few jobs. I could never afford the fee of a high-class dame like that. And what she charges. But she lets me pay her in other ways. Sometimes I'm in the ropes, and sometimes she is. But either way, we write it off as professional courtesy.